expectation for Raymond Van de Wehi, VS in Victor, ANDEWEGHE. October 1439, address selected, Dr. Prouty, Prouty, 8753732. Dear Dr. Prouty, consultation for Mr. Van der Giew with abnormal kidney function. As you are aware, he has long-term history of hypertension, recent weight loss, 10 pounds, few months, with poor appetite, three small meals, comes accompanied with wife, a recent diagnosis of AFib, anticoagulated rate control, to have electrical cardiovascular this Friday. He denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, has chronic nocturia, denies incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood. He's not aware of blood protein in the urine, prior prostate surgery for enlargement of the prostate, incidental biopsy shows cancer. However, there was no evidence of extension or metastasis, did not require chemotherapy, radiation treatment, or hormonal treatment. He denies edema, claudication symptoms. He denies chest pain palpitations. He did not notice the AFib. There is severe dyspnea, however, no oxygen, no gross orthopnea PND, no syncope. There has been arthritis, inflammatory changes, right hand, right foot, with high uric acid above 10, probably gout arthritis. Have seen orthopedic doctor, no fluid was analyzed, was given a few days of prednisone steroids, no anti-inflammatory agents. He also has severe arthritis of the hands, feeling tired all the time. Next paragraph, the past medical history for hypertension, the new diagnosis of AFib. He denies coronary artery disease. In fact, two cardiac cath within the last 5 years negative, follows with cardiology, Dr. Kreposman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. Recent echocardiogram has been normal, no deep thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no diagnosis of peripheral vascular disease, no TIS or stroke or seizures, no gastrointestinal bleeding, anemia, blood transfusion, liver disease, no kidney stones, a new diagnosis of gout, no pneumonia. He was not aware of any kidney problems before. Next paragraph, surgery for the prostate, bilateral hip replacement, right shoulder, right elbow, cervical disc surgery, anterior approach, bilateral lengths for cataracts, tonsils, adenoids, colonoscopies, no major findings. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, no smoking, rare alcohol. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, medications include lisinopril, metoprolol, HCTC, recently added Eliquis, was taking Flomax, recent prednisone, a prior attempt of Ranexa. I'm not sure why this was prescribed, as he's been told that has negative cardiac cath. In any regard, he did not notice any improvement, he discontinued. Prior exposure to meloxicam for a few months, but already discontinued 6 months or longer. He was doing this for arthritis. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 189, 70 inches tall. Blood pressure 116/70 on the right, 104/60 on the left. He is alert orientation 3, no gross respiratory distress, oxygenation on room air 98%, normal pulse, normal eye movement. He has frequent tic involving face and neck contraction. No associated sounds, no facial asymmetry, no palpable thyroid, no carotid bruise, JVD, no lymph nodes, lungs are clear, There is atrial fibrillation, rate less than 90. No palpable lymph nodes on the neck, armpit, or groins. No palpable liver or spleen. No ascites massive tenderness. He has decreased pulses throughout, femoral, popliteal, dorsal pedis, posterior tibialis, some varicose veins, evidence of livedo, L-I-V-D-O, around the knees, no gangrene. There is inflammatory changes on the right knee, some effusion. I don't see inflammatory changes on the right foot. Does have contractures on the hands, unable to keep it completely flat on the surface. There is also some deposits, distal joints, hands and toes. This could be just from arthritis. I don't see any other deposits to suggest tophi, not on the elbows or ears. Next paragraph, chemistries. Shows no evidence of anemia. Normal white blood cell, normal platelet count. Creatinine has changed from 2017-2018 when it was between 1.2-1.3 for a GFR middle upper 50s. No blood test until April 2023 when it's around 2 and May 2 for a GFR of 33. High potassium at 5.2-5.3, a normal sodium, metabolic acidosis 21, a normal calcium. Normal albumin, liver function test not elevated. Antinuclear antibodies were negative, rheumatoid factor negative, HIV negative, PSA 1.4, anti-CCP negative. I do not see a sample of urine. A recent echo. Normal ejection fraction, atrial fibrillation, minor valve abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. chronic kidney disease. Question related to hypertension and hypertensive nephrosclerosis. Physical findings of peripheral vascular disease, although not symptomatic. No symptoms of uremic encephalopathy, pericarditis. He has atrial fibrillation that is going to have electrical cardioversion and adjustment of medications. Once cardiology is done with upcoming procedure in the next few days, I would like him to do a kidney ultrasound, including post-void bladder. We will assess potentially for renal artery stenosis with arterial Doppler. We will see if there is any activity in the urine for blood protein or cell to suggest active glomerulonephritis vasculitis. I did not change any medications or diet at this point in time. He will avoid anti-inflammatory agents. We will treat high uric acid on the next few weeks. We'll need an overlap of steroids and allopurinol. The level of uric acid is not severe enough to cause uric acid nephropathy. The etiology of his weight loss to be determined. All is to discuss with the patient and wife, end of dictation.